From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Moreno. At the Bear Theater in downtown Roanoke, inside the Community High School Auditorium on Campbell Avenue Southeast, New Year, New Works, a weekend of stage readings next Friday through Sunday, January 17th through the 19th, three different new and still developing plays, one each day. And afterwards, says Bear Theater Vice President and New Works weekend producer Stevie Holcomb, patrons at the Pay What You Can fundraiser for the Bear Theater, Exit Pursued by a Bear is the full name, can stay to give feedback on what they just watched.
Talkbacks are really cool, especially in stage readings. You can ask questions. You can give your opinion. You can even say, hey, this is a good idea that you might want to explore with this play. And the playwright can take their feedback or not. These are works in progress, and they can adjust their play.
Scheduled to open this week inside the Aurora Center on Campbell Avenue in downtown Roanoke, the Children's Gallery, a home for youth art where it can be created at workshops and then displayed in a gallery just for the kids. CEO Kim Wagel with WDJ7.
Children are not only the future of the world, they're the future of the art world. And if we don't have them getting these experiences where they can view artwork up close and interact with it, and getting that experience too of being in a museum or a gallery, but diluted to a level that's appropriate for children.
The opening show is set for this Friday at the Children's Gallery on Campbell Avenue. A Dave Matthews tribute band at Five Points Music Sanctuary this Sunday. Blake Christiana is the founding member, singer, and songwriter for Yarn. He's at the Spot on Kirk this Friday night. At the O. Winston Link and Roanoke History Museum on Shenandoah Avenue in Roanoke, January 18th, a week from this Saturday, beginning at 2 p.m., observing the 250th anniversary of the Fincastle Resolutions on January 20th, 1775, a local organization formed back then to boycott British goods in light of the Intolerable Acts, which many felt limited their rights. Eric Monday is a VA 250 Commission member and a historian.
There will be a parade that will be coming up Shenandoah Avenue. We'll have the drum corps from the Virginia Military Institute. There will be a color guard. The Roanoke Symphony will be performing some musical selections in front of the museum. And we're also going to have the premiere of the VA 250 travel exhibit. This is one of those tractor trailer mobile museums that has an exhibit about the entire history of the Revolution. Roanoke is the very first place in the state that is going to have this exhibit.
Creating art with pieces of rebar left over as the Wasina Bridge is demolished and replaced with an updated span. There's a call for artists until next Friday, January 17th, on concepts for what they might do with the discarded rebar, a piece that will be placed in Wasina Park. See roanokearts.org for more details. And don't forget, a week from this Sunday on January 19th, the Taubman Museum of Art's annual International Wine Festival takes place. It's a fundraiser. Get tickets now at taubmanmuseum.org. Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR Culture Calendar.
Greetings from David Stewart Wiley, music director and conductor of your Roanoke Symphony Orchestra. Thank you to the Roanoke Cultural Endowment for sponsoring the Culture Calendar. And let me assure you, great symphonic music is for everyone. Join us for our popular and entertaining Pops and Masterwork series. Please support your RSO, including our Youth Symphony, Junior Strings, and Outreach programs. Help us unleash the power of music.